beginning of what you say is about the PACA, preservations, conservations, associations. You said personality. Personality. It's for me, it's very interesting. Personality, it means not to, when, if I imagine the preservation is more historical, there's a typical American 1980s building, what type of, it's personality is not like that, but I think the sense of by people who, when I was a child, it was, I used to go to the primary school over there, and such kind of memory of my people. That's an input into the building. That's a person, for example, a kind of personality. Not only background of history, as a, what kind of model of architecture, not like that.
Well, yes, sort of, pretty much. If you think about what makes a place unique, and I'm not just talking about structures, but any place, it's usually some, it has some characteristic. Fuji-san, for example. Like there are lots of different, it features in art everywhere, in pictures and paintings and all sorts of things like that, because it is a, it's a landmark. It's something that gives character to this area. If you took that away, would anybody have any particular feeling about the big field, the big level field where there is no mountain? I mean, not really. It's like a waterfall or a mountain or a particular tree, a peculiar tree or something like that. Any one of these things is what gives character or personality to a space. So a space might be moody, it might be dark and, you know, like a cave or a tree-lined path where the trees are so tall that it's always shadowy in there, or it might be sunny and bright. It could be any number of things, but these are characteristics of spaces. And when we build things, we create spaces. We take an area where there was just grass or trees or rocks or whatever. Who knows what was there? We remove those things. We put something in. We build a house or a temple. And you, if you think about the gardens around a temple, that's creating, giving character and personality to that space out there. They could just cut it all down and pave it over and make a big parking lot. So you have a temple right here, and then it's surrounded by a parking lot. But that wouldn't be the same thing. It lacks the character and personality that a space that's carefully tended and thoughtfully looked after has. And so when I talk about character and personality in places, yes, I mean the memories. You know, we give these places our memories. And we take our memories from them, I guess. It would be more, our lives there are what give the places its memories, and we take those memories from those places when we go away. So it's a reciprocal relationship between the spaces that we make and the feelings that we get from those spaces. You may hate a place because that was where you got sick one time, or somebody came and stole your purse, or, you know, something like that. Or you may love the place because that's where your, you know, first child was born or something. You know, it's different, but all of those events give a place its character over time. And it is the work of a preservationist to identify the places that are important to the character of a given area and try to protect them so that area continues to have its character over time and it just doesn't become something else whenever somebody has a whim and decides they want to change something.
So not only for museum of architecture, but more social history and personal history were put in the architecture and the scene. For example, big ginkgo tree was there, and sometimes the smell or the ginkgo smell, or the such kind of, or sound also, the, from mm-hmm. sound from park, including like that. That's a, probably what you said, personality, character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm using those words probably inappropriately, but there are, as far as I know, no words in the English language that particularly describe what it is I'm talking about. So I'm borrowing words from other uses and hoping that you get the sense of what I'm saying by using those words.
What the two terms, preservation and conservation, what's the difference, preservation and conservation?
Well, conservation is taking care of something so that it continues. And preservation is taking care so something remains, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So conservation is more like making sure you don't, overuse a field so that things will no longer grow there. Preservation is like tending it so that it doesn't change in any drastic way.
Mm.
So we use the words. They have similar meanings, and they don't really apply to what we do necessarily, but we use them both to just say that we're not only about don't change anything. That's not our only point. Change things carefully so that they can continue, so that they're sustainable. Sustainable change mm-hmm. and sustainable growth and that sort of thing. So that's why we use preservation and conservation, because it's a little of both. We want to not change things,
mm-hmm.
but when they're going to change things, we want to do it carefully and with consideration.
Mm-hmm.
We promote mm-hmm. creative reuse of things too. I mean, it's not like if it was built to be a school, it has to be a school for the rest of eternity. We want to preserve the features about it that made it important to the neighborhood and that contain the most memories for people of that place. But if it's going to turn into apartments or a shop or something else in order to survive, then that's more like conservation. That's, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Arigato gozaimasu. And the building, mostly some people, private estate. Building. So that's not easy to preserve. So the other person cannot do anything. The owner of the building, I want to rebuild it, or the modern building we want to make. So it is not easy to do something for the building or public space. But you are, the Parker is a non-profit organization. So what you could do that, not torn down, that's good. That the building is more historical and more memorial there, neighbors. At that time, what kind of actions you could do? Or it's very difficult.
Well, I describe our work as being the voice of conscience for the community.
Voice of conscience. Mm-hmm.
So we try to convince people that we're right, that we have a good idea. When we can't convince the primary people involved, like the developer, the owner, the city council, or whatever, then we try to convince enough other people that collectively our voice becomes important and listened to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really all we can do. We have no quote-unquote hard power. Coercive power, like legislative or financial. Our power is more what you might call soft power, which is persuasion mm-hmm. and influence. And so there's really not much we can do
mm-hmm.
except educate people about why some of these places are important and then hope that they make the right choices based on that information.
Mm-hmm. So there's a process is important. To make voice and there's a good educational process for people to know the building as a place and give notice. So not necessarily the strong actions, but the soft voice is you corrected, mm-hmm. such kind of voice or announcement to do. So it's also the kind of the activity by Paka. ありがとうございます。
はい、このパーツもなかなかこう複雑なことをいろいろこう、ね、話しているんですけど、私が今回主にこのパーツは聞いているんですが、パーソナリティってなんからしさっていうものが何かということと、プリザベーションとコンザベーションのこの違いは何かということと、どうやってこのエステ、家とかっていうのを個人所有だったり誰かが所有しているものだけど、 NPO の活動としてどうやってそういったものを保全する活動を動きをアクションをしていくのかって、この3つぐらいを聞きたかったです。リュータさん、トムさんはどんな話をしてました？
そうですね、まあ、どれも結構難しいことだとは思うんですけど、うん、概念でっていうか、まあ、関連的なことだとも思うんですけど、うん、まずパーソナリティについては、そうですね、まあ、多分人がその場所を作るんだけれども、人もその場所からこう思い出を得ていくというか、そこで思い出を作っていくので、まあ相互作用的にその人の営みみたいなのがそこに何かを残していくものなので、そういったものがこう突然消え去ってしまわないように、理由なく突然消え去ってしまわないようにしたい、まあっていう、まあ、なんでその人が積み上げていくものっていうのがその場所の、まあ、パーソナリティ、
うん、
人格のようなものになるんじゃないかというようなことだと思います。
うん
うん、で、次が、まあ、プリザベーションとコンザベーション、まあ、両方名前に入ってますけどっていうことで、うん、まあ、一応英語としては意味が微妙に違って、うん、どっちかは完全にそのままの形で残すことを主に言って、プリザベーションかな、これが。で、コンザベーションの方はその形を変えてもいいので、利用しながら守っていくこと、保全していくことみたいなのが一般的に言われる意味かなとも、思いますが、図書館とか博物館とかの文化資産の時も両方の言葉を使います。利用しながら残していくことを考えるときは確かコンザベーションっていうと思うんですけど、うん、トムさんも、まあ、サステイナブルとか、うん、クリエイティブリユースかな、まあ、柔軟な創造的なに別の使い方を考えるっていう、
うん、
その小学校だった建物を残したいときにずっと小学校であるべきって主張するのではなくて、別のものになってもその建物がというか場所が、その地域の中に残り続けることっていうのを、主張していくっていうような、まあことでした。で、でまあその最後にその、まあ、土地とか建物の持ち主がいるものだし、デベロッパーとかの思惑とかも絡むわけですけれども、なんでまあバカの活動としてはその、まあ、ある種のその地域の中での良心として、良い心っていうかこの良心ですね、コンシェンスとして、活動をして、そのさっきも言ったようにその大事なものが突然消えてしまわないように、する。それからその土地の持ち主とかが同意してくれなかった場合には、こうなるべく多くの人を巻き込んで、話をして賛同、その守ることの大切さっていうのを伝えていく、知ってもらう、うん、そういった活動をしているっていうことでした。
ありがとうございます。なるほど。で、それから小学校とかをそのまま古い小学校として残すんじゃなくて、また利用の方法が変わっていくっていうんで、京都だと古い小学校が漫画ミュージアムになってたりとか、それでより多くの人がその建物に来て寝転がって漫画読んでるとか、なんか違う利用法なんだけど、でもその場所に対するメモリーとか、地域の人にとってのメモリーっていうのはそこに入ってたりして、そういうこう再利用の仕方もあるんだなって。でも仮にその建物がなくなったとしても、何もせずになくなるんじゃなくて、いろいろ運動していろいろ話し合って、そのプロセス自体もすごく すごくそこに残るものとして大事なんだなっていう、そういうことをこうトムさんはこう、ね、話をしてくれて、それは決してシャンペーンだけのことじゃないですよね。で、これが第1話ということで、でもうそのこうコンサーベーションリザーベーション、これ日本語で言うと何て言うんですか、パカっていう、パカをもし日本語で言ったら何て言ったらいいですか。
何でしょうね、保護保全協会とかなんですかね。
保護保全協会、うん、建造物の保護保全協会。
そうですね、
うん、でもそれを大きな建物、あ、なんかそういったものを保護保全するだけじゃなくて、差別の話をしましたけども、差別っていうのが一体何なのか、また、違う側面からの活動ではあるんですけど、そういった話と、じゃあそういった運動のまた背景にあるこう DIY っていうカルチャーが、アメリカのカルチャーがどういうものなのかってことを次にまた来週お話をお届けしたいと思います。